A Jewish Journal article. Pro-Palestinian group attacks LA Jewish men. A group of pro-Palestinians attacked Jewish men at a diner in the La Cienega area of Los Angeles on the evening of May 18. Witnesses to the attack told NBC Los Angeles people in cars displaying Palestinian flags were shouting anti-Semitic slurs at Jewish diners. Another witness told CBS Los Angeles that the caravan was throwing bottles at a group of people sitting outside of Sushi Fumi. One witness told KTLA that one car asked the group if they were Jewish. Two men said yes and were attacked. One of the men fought back. Video footage of the attack circulated on social media. One of the victims was hospitalized after being pepper sprayed, according to CBS Los Angeles. Police told CBS Los Angeles the suspects were white men wearing all black, and haven't been arrested yet. They are investigating the matter as a possible hate crime. The Forward reported that Nathan Shaulin, a witness to the attack, wrote in a Facebook post that two of the victims are friends of his brother. All I can say is be very careful out there if you are Jewish. Not many people have our back or truly understand this situation we are facing. People will forever be blindsided by the media and unfortunately it's out of our control. Jewish groups condemned the attack. To those who still believe there is a dividing line between hatred of Israel and antisemitism, open your eyes, the American Jewish Committee tweeted. Anti-Defamation League Los Angeles also tweeted, "We are outraged over reports of an anti-Semitic assault on diners at an LA restaurant and thank at LAPD HQ for investigating the incident as a possible hate crime. Criticism of Israeli policy is not always anti-Semitic. Violent attacks while yelling anti-Semitic slurs is a hate crime." Iranian Americans for Liberty similarly tweeted, "We are deeply troubled by the videos surfacing from last night in Los Angeles. In these videos, pro-Palestinian groups harass and assault both Persian and non-Persian Jews. We condemn these actions in the strongest possible terms and call on law enforcement to arrest these thugs." Los Angeles City Councilman Paul Koritz also denounced the incident in a statement to KTLA. "We're not going to allow this in the city of Los Angeles," Koritz said. "We're not going to bring the conflict from the Middle East here and allow people to be attacked on our streets because of what they look like and what they appear ethnically." Another video circulating showed two cars displaying Palestinian flags chasing an Orthodox Jewish man. The Jewish man was not injured. Police are investigating this as well. Jewish residents are reaching out to us scared to wear their Stars of David on the streets of LA. Stop Anti-Semitism tweeted. Earlier on May 18, a pro-Palestinian rally organized by the Palestinian Youth Movement took place outside of the Israeli consulate in the Westwood area. Protesters reportedly chanted slogans like, "Gaza, Gaza, don't you cry. Palestine will never die.